Hello everyone.
What's up everybody?
Welcome to Soul Sisters Jive, where we talk about anything and everything. I'm Bolu.
And I'm Samantha.
And together we are
Soul Sisters.
Today we are going to be talking about seeking validation.
Yeah.
Because this is something that we, you know, have overcome.
Yeah.
And then
we
are always looking out for it, and we're just having a conversation about it the other day about how we are seeing
the growth
in us, yeah, and how we used to do this,
yeah,
and now we don't do it anymore. So like I remember, like before I posted anything online, I used to be like, wait for approval, like check the likes, check the comments or anything. And I'm even thinking about it, like even spiritually, like we always talk about spirit, we always talk about God, we always say like it's like our default setting. So, and like even spiritually, like having validation from people, because having validation from people that, you know, have been in the like a higher calling than you, right? So you know that you are anointed for a lot of things, but because you didn't go somewhere that they anointed you,
yeah,
you didn't go to like an entire landscape that someone now validated you to say you are qualified to hear from God.
Sorry.
Like, you didn't go there. So now, sometimes, a lot of people would feel, okay, so why are you saying this? Why are you talking about God? Why are you saying, like,
who ordained you? Who anointed you?
Yeah, and all of that. So, and also, when in your, in the work that we are doing, I noticed that normally we are entrepreneurs, so we own like our businesses and everything, but like always wanting praises, always wanting praises, like, yeah. So you don't have a boss, your clients are like the
yeah thing.
But let's say like you had a boss that you're always wanting him to like give you, oh good girl, you did that, who did that, that was you. Good girl, I always wanted. It's nice to be appreciated, but when that is all you do,
and all you wait for,
all you wait for, and all, why you
and
do
why
what
you do what exactly?
Why you do what you do? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think like you made like the main point of like just seeking validation, looking for praises if you do something. You know, I used to have that trait a lot where I needed to know that you liked something before decide that, okay, this is good.
Aww.
I won't decide on my own that, okay, this is good, till someone says it's good. And that is seeking validation and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Trust your instincts, like, and...
I think I still should do that thing.
Well, you're working on it.
Yeah.
So, like, when you trust your instinct, when your instinct is glorified with the Holy Spirit, when it is the Holy Spirit that is leading your instinct, there is no way you are wrong. Even if you fail at it, even if it did not work out, it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit was not involved. So, you don't need to seek human approval for you to do the things that you need to do.
True.
Or for you to, you don't have to be envisioning the praises you get while working on something.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like looking forward to what people will say or what people will comment. Like some people, when they first start on Instagram, because like I said in what we do, I'm an Instagram coach. I teach people how to position their businesses on Instagram. So like most people, and I say this all the time, when they first start on Instagram, and you know, maybe their friends comment like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you, you're doing this, this is a good thing. Everybody is giving them praises and all of that on that first, second, third post. There will come a time where your friends, your family, and nobody is going to comment on your post. But the post is good, but because you think, I cannot believe that some people take down their posts because they didn't get a number of likes.
Wow. Oh, really?
People yes, do that? People take down a post they made.
Wow.
Because nobody like that is like seeking validation on every
on the highest
on the like it's just like you this thing I'm doing is wrong because nobody said that is good, and that is not true. That is not true, and I keep saying this: if nobody supports you, God supports you when it is His will. When it is really supports you 100%, even though it feels lonely, God is supporting you. It is okay to be in a lonely place for a period of time. Yeah. And another seeking validation is, you know, recently I went to where I used to go before that I would be intimidated by the people that are there, and I feel like I don't belong there. So because of that, I want to prove like I belong there. And that is seeking validation in my dressing, in the way I talk, in the way I walk, in how I leave the place, in everything that I do there. Only for me to go there recently, and I just did not care. When we were done, I was saying, wow, I really did not care. I was not even looking around
because
if anybody was
girls.
Seeing me. I was not checking if anybody was seeing me. I was not checking if anybody was looking at me because, like, I did not just care. It's not even... It does not matter. They don't matter.
They don't.
Right? They don't really. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what was the antidote? Of seeking validation.
It is still
a lot of people don't know that they have it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that that's what they're doing. They just know like they love it when they are being praised for something that they did.
Yeah.
So they begin to do things in order to get those praises. They begin to even do things to make themselves uncomfortable, even if you have to go out of your way,
you have to cancel plans you've initially made with yourself or
like,
your spouse.
Like people go through, like that they don't know that they are going through that. They don't know that that is what's happening. So first of all, how
and another way people seek validation, right? Is this one? This one is quite popular. There is this thing young people do. We are young people here, but younger.
There's another generation
like
of young
the Gen Z people.
Ash.
What they do, like.
Surely nothing.
Neighborhood. So, there's this thing they do where they take their friends out. Like, they're having a birthday party. Right?
Party!
And then they invite all of their friends, but because they feel like. How would I say this? Like, okay, I'm a strong believer in family, especially like when everybody's working towards trying to make better. But like, if everybody in your family is shit, right, to you, if everybody in your family is, you know, not good to you, and you need to like you just want to feel loved, you just want to feel, you start inviting people that don't matter into your life, start spending your money on those people instead of you even trying to work on your own family. You give up on your family, you're not doing the work, you're just expecting them to do the work, right? But
I understand that just because we have it good doesn't mean like other
I'm not talking about us, I'm just talking about families in general. That's why I said your family is not good to you. According to you, your family is not good to you. But also, you too, you have to put in the work.
You would even
and sometimes it doesn't work. But most times, what is required for it to work... But don't let me change my point. My point is that sometimes, even when the family is not toxic, let me use the people that their family is not toxic and their family is not bad. They take their friends out. They do things for their friends because they are looking for outside people to tell them what their family is not telling them. Because it makes them feel good. It makes them feel alright. So meanwhile, they now abandon their families. Because like they abandon their family. It's not like it's actually toxic. I know people that their family is not toxic. But they leave the family and take whatever they have outside, their money outside, and spend it on outside, and spend it on friends and friends.
Yeah, they invest in
that hypes them up. That okay,
because they like the hype.
All these people that goes to club, like that they will hype up, and their friends will be hyping them. People that spray money, their friends will be hyping them because their friends are hyping them because of what they are getting from them. But because their family knows the real them, their family is not always hyping them. I don't know if I'm making sense. Yeah. What I'm saying.
But do you know, like, when you spoke about that club thing, do you know that, like, hearing your name, like, people hype you is sweet? Yeah, it's kind of sweet, but you have to, like, know. And you remember, like, when we went to the club, and then all of a sudden we saw someone that, like, I knew. Mm-hmm. And then, apparently, you knew the owner of the club, and then they called our names.
Yeah.
We just said, we just like hearing
someone. Like, I actually did not care.
I know you didn't, but I felt like, oh my god. Like, this guy is shouting my name in this place. Like,
but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Especially people that have not worked on their personal development. They feel like they need to be hyped when they call their name. Like, they feel...
Yeah, they feel... I like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I felt that pleasure of
hearing your name called.
Hearing the name
by the hype man.
But I knew...
Esther.
Yeah, but I knew, like, it's what, like... It wasn't a worthy something.
Yeah,
I knew
it did not make you valuable or less valuable.
Exactly, it didn't make me more valuable. It didn't make me less valuable. It just, like, it was nothing.
Yeah,
like, I knew then, so it was like a this thing for me. So I get it. Like, how people would, how praise is sweet to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, just work on seeking validation.
Yeah, work on
it. Did I say foundation?
And the antidote is still the same. If you have not, if it's going to be in our video, it is in one of our videos, comparison, you know, where we talk about comparison and all of that. The antidote is still the same thing. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you're not going to be seeking validation from people that don't matter, even from yourself.
Yeah, and one of my mentors, Marshawn, she said that you don't need permission to be blessed.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't need permission to be blessed.
Yeah.
You don't need permission to be
blessed. So live with that. And like I said, she always like a closing remark.
I don't even know that I do that.
Yes. Okay, guys, make sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Make sure to subscribe, like, share, comment, and let us know what other topics you'd like us to talk about.
Ding
also,
dong.
Make sure you put on the post notification so that you don't miss it when we post videos. All right, guys, till next time, I'm Samantha
and I'm Bully,
and together we are
Soul Sisters.
Bye.